There's a lot of information that we're starting this phase off with about trends in mobile, as well as some really great examples of what agencies have already been doing in mobile. This whole initiative came from working with people who are mobile government innovators. There's 25 different agencies that we've been working with in a community of practice, and making the case for mobile was an area that they really identified as a way to move, accelerate using mobile in government.
How are you guys defining mobile? Because in one way, people have been mobile for years with BlackBerries or other PDA-type devices. Laptops, how are you defining what mobile means?
Well, and I think that you're right. Mobile is not new. BlackBerries, PDAs, laptops, netbooks have been around for a long time. What we're seeing, though, right now is the uptake of what we call mobile ubiquity, that mobile is everywhere. It's in everybody's hands pretty much all the time. When people leave their homes, they take three things with them. They take their phone, they take their keys, and they take their wallets. And they do that every single time. And so what we're seeing is that this has become an extension of themselves, and so expectations have changed. And so as we're defining mobile, you're right, it is an extension of what we've been doing before, but it also is different because information is available via cell networks or via Wi-Fi wherever they are. And that really has changed the way that we're getting information.
And again, when you talk about mobile, we're talking about more of the apps side, or we're talking about more the tablets, the smartphones versus just your typical dumb phone or your laptops?
When we talk about mobile, we're really talking about aspects including text messaging, SMS. We're talking about mobile websites. We're talking about mobile-ready apps, as well as native apps for phones or for tablets.
When you guys make the case, as you said in that first initiative, is it a matter of coming up with lists of best uses for mobile, lists of good and bad, barriers? How do you make a case?
There's a couple of pieces of it. One of the things that was identified by our community of practice was that in a lot of agencies, people were not aware of how they might be able to use mobile. So it's really bringing up the information about the ways that people are using mobile in their own lives, and then examples of ways that agencies are using mobile within their organizations. Ultimately, it's going to come down to the point where we need to think about the strategy for using mobile, because making an app is not a strategy. It might fit in with a strategy, but agencies are really looking at who their audience is, how their audience is using mobile, and then where their mission space is. And where those things converge are really the opportunities. We actually have talked about the costs on it. To make a small app, it could be $30,000 to $50,000. To make a medium-sized app where you're actually using some data, it could be about $100,000. For a complex app with a lot of animation and a lot of programming, it could be $250,000 up. So those numbers are available on it. And some of the costs have to do with security. Some of the costs have to do with data and data cleansing, making sure you could use it, as well as the development.
Is security the second biggest question?
Security is a question that is very important. It's on top of everybody's mind. We're working in the public-facing space, so I think in the enterprise space, the security issues are different, but it's really important to make sure that government is protecting its own systems as well as the security of citizens.
Gwen, what's the timing of this initiative? When do you hope to get stuff done?
We started the project yesterday with opening up the Making Mobile Gov site, and in that part we are making the case for mobile, and we're asking people to really weigh in on what they think is important about mobile. Next week on Wednesday, we're going to open the second phase, which is the discussion phase. And in the discussion phase, what we're going to do is we're going to be rolling out 10 challenges that have been identified for people who've been successful in mobile and government. And each of these challenges we're going to talk about, and we're inviting discussion about those challenges. The next phase, which will be opening up the week of July 15th, will be a much broader discussion where we're looking at how do we design that mobile future. We're really looking to have representatives and input from government, from state and local and tribal governments, industry, not-for-profits, academia, and the general public to let us know what they're looking for and how do we move forward. Next stage, because this is ongoing, is we're going to be creating a community-generated wiki that's going to have resources available for the agencies to help with their own development of their own strategy and their implementation. So we'll be sharing information there, and this is going to be developed from what people tell us they want.
Gwen, what are some of the discussion areas you think will be most interested from the vendors, from the agencies? What areas do you think people are going to talk about?
The challenges that have been identified have been challenges around strategy, around implementation, around how do we, within government, use these new technologies. And so I encourage folks to take a look at and to participate in the discussion, because we want to surface all these issues, and then we can work on solutions.
One of the things that you talk through is the idea of addressing government-wide issues, addressing challenges agencies face, any kind of government-wide guidance or even best practices guide coming from GSA around mobile? Or
the idea about best practices is clearly something that folks are interested in doing. And we also are working within the website called www.howto.gov/mobile, and we're starting to gather information. We'll be making best practices, or practices anyway, and so we could do some sharing in that site. And we're going to find out what are some other ways that agencies want to get this information and share this information, other types of platforms, and trying to meet those needs.
Is there a reason why you decided to do this now versus 6 months ago versus 6 months from now?
The timing for this project is important because we really are at, I like to think that we're now in mobile where we were kind of in the late 90s in the web space. That was a time where people were starting to do some work and the web was developing, and there's some really good and innovative and interesting things that happened, but there was also there's a lack of coordination and in some areas a lack of strategy. We have an opportunity right now because of current technologies, social networking, and initiatives from in terms of transparency and participation that allows us to work closely together and to recognize what we did before and learn from those. And so I think that this is the time, and the time is now.